This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. It'll take a few days, but six former Mississippi law enforcement officers will be sentenced beginning today after pleading guilty in the torture of two black men. The AP's Donna Warder.
The former law officers admitted in August to subjecting Michael Jenkins and Eddie Parker to racially motivated violent torture. Prosecutors say on January 24, 2023, a white person phoned Rankin County Deputy Brett McAlpin to complain that two black men were staying with a white woman at a house in Braxton, Mississippi. That's when a group of white deputies calling themselves the Goon Squad went over to the woman's home, handcuffed Jenkins and Parker, and poured milk, alcohol, and chocolate syrup over their faces. A mock execution went awry when Jenkins was shot in the mouth, and the Goon Squad devised a cover-up that included planting drugs and a gun. Jenkins and Parker are calling for the stiffest of penalties. I'm Donna Warder.
Texas still cannot enforce its new immigration law. The AP's Norman Hall.
The Supreme Court has extended for now a block on a Texas law that would give police broad powers to arrest migrants suspected of illegally entering the U.S. An order signed by Justice Samuel Alito indefinitely prevents Texas from enforcing a sweeping state immigration enforcement law that had been set to take effect this month. Norman Hall, Washington.
Former President Trump says that Jews who vote for Democrats, quote, hate Israel and hate their religion. That set off a firestorm of criticism from the White House and Jewish leaders. Have you seen the video? A British newspaper says Kate and her husband, Prince William, have been filmed at a farm shop near their home in Windsor, the first footage of her since she had abdominal surgery 2 months ago. The man who said he took the video said she looked happy and relaxed. The Dow gained 75 points yesterday. The S&P rose 32 points. This is AP News. What if you won $1 billion playing Powerball? The California Lottery has revealed the name of one of the winners from last October's jackpot.
California has revealed the person representing a group of winners of the second largest U.S. lottery jackpot. Theodore Strujic represents a group of winners who bought the winning Powerball ticket last October. The jackpot was $1.765 billion, the second largest U.S. lottery jackpot ever. The ticket was sold at a store in the small mountain town of Fraser Park in Kern County, California. The family-owned business received a $1 million bonus for selling the jackpot ticket. Calls from the AP to Strujic's telephone listing have run busy, and a local TV station found no one at his home after his name was released on Friday. I'm Haya Panjwani.
Boxing great Roberto Duran got a pacemaker on Monday after being hospitalized over the weekend. He's 72. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.